It's budget season for school districts across the state, and they are grappling with funding proposal from Governor Paula Page that would cut state funding by about $20 million from last year's levels. One of the ways districts have handled those cuts in the past is by slashing professional development for teachers. As Robbie Feinberg reports, teachers are now creating a new kind of professional development that's cheaper and possibly more effective.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to see everyone so early on a Saturday.
About 100 educators from across Maine pack into the auditorium of Portland's Wainfleet School on a chilly Saturday morning. They're here for a different kind of professional development event.
We're going to put the schedule up.
Alice Barr, a school technology director from Yarmouth, explains to the group that there's no actual set schedule today. Instead, the teachers will decide what they want to learn. Just shout out ideas, she tells them.
Basically, we go around the room and kind of see what people want to offer.
One wants a session on gender identity in the classroom. Another would like to learn about teacher leadership, another new technology. Their ideas are quickly compiled into a makeshift agenda that will be used to conduct sessions later in the day.
Anybody interested in Google Expeditions? Okay, so we could put that on.
At first, it all seems a bit chaotic. Everything happens on the fly here. There are no experts in the room.
You know, it's just real teachers talking about something they actually did in class, and, oh, yeah, I can do that, too.
Paige Lennig is the technology director at Wainfleet and one of the founders of the event called EdCamp Maine. She started this conference 6 years ago based on similar national models. And she says most professional development consists of just an expert talking about a certain topic and then leaving. But by talking with each other, Lennig says, teachers can focus on very specific components of education, whether it's technology, curriculum, or something else. They can listen to each other, she says, and figure out what's working best.
And flesh out what works, what doesn't work, or maybe a better alternative. So I think the EdCamp model is really about that, like bringing those people who have done it, bringing them together, and moving forward with their ideas.
Following the chaotic morning session, about a dozen teachers meet in a nearby classroom and huddle around a few desks. The group has decided to talk about early childhood curriculum integration, basically how to connect science, math, and other subjects together for young children.
Hey, you guys, we're starting, Jackie.
It starts off a little awkwardly. No one is sure who should talk first. But soon the conversation takes off and turns to what's not working in the classrooms. Many are upset about the prescribed curriculum they're mandated to teach.
What I don't want is me to be on page 52 on Wednesday and page 75 next Thursday, and if I'm not there, get flack.
But from this exchange springs new ideas. A kindergarten teacher from Gorham explains how she and two other teachers have mixed and matched those prescribed lessons to create a brand new program that she says has seen success in certain math subjects.
And all three of us have kids soaring through the roof. So much that they might not need to know how to do addition because they already get the concept. So now we're going to.
And while teachers may be able to share lessons like this, the other advantage of EdCamp is the price tag. It's free. That's important, says Lennig, as many districts have slashed professional development in the wake of budget cuts in past years. And that trend could continue.
So teachers don't have to, you know, try to scramble for money or pay for it themselves.
But while the EdCamp model has its supporters, some question whether it's a true substitute for professional training.
I'm not sure that EdCamps can go into great depth on any of those particular issues that teachers come up with. It kind of depends on who's in the room when we do the session.
Dan Allen, the Training and Professional Development Director with the Maine Education Association, says he's not happy that budget constraints are affecting professional development for teachers. But he does see the EdCamp model as a way to provide educators with some help in adapting to changing requirements.
Do we just throw our hands up in the air and say, well, we're not going to have any professional development, and we'll just hope that someday that the state comes up with some money or the district comes up with some money and then puts it into use? Teachers who are thinking ahead are saying to themselves, it's my responsibility to get myself educated appropriately, and these EdCamps are one way of doing that.
In fact, Allen says his goal with the MEA is to embed this kind of targeted, teacher-driven professional development into specific school districts so teachers can share their own struggles and help each other out. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of the reporters at Maine Public Radio. Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Educational Foundation.